Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bettors about his health status, allowing them to bet the unders on his prop bets. One better placed an $80,000 parlay that netted $1.1 million in winnings.
What?
Porter made sure his prop bets went active by playing in the game, but also ensured they came in as unders by checking out as early by saying he felt ill. The large activity on Porter's unsurprisingly prop bet raised red flags with sportsbooks who flagged the activity suspicious and alerted the league. They also found he bet on at least 13 NBA games from January to March while traveling with the Raptors' G League affiliate, including a parlay that included the Raptors losing. The parlay lost. In total, Porter won north of $21,000 on those NBA bets in full, which will certainly not cover the loss of a paycheck from playing professional basketball ever again. It's a story posted on... I got to find the source and give them credit. But anyway, the point is, we have had... Jontay Porter, we had Shohei's interpreter,
yep,
a.k.a. Shohei himself,
what do you mean?
Embroiled in controversy. I don't know. I want to see how this one plays itself out. I'm kind of being tongue-in-cheek.
Leave him alone.
We'll see how it plays out, but we had that mess last month. We had Calvin Ridley, who got a year with the NFL. Of course, locally, we had J-Mo. He was placing bets on other sports, but he was doing it in violation of the league rules because of where he was doing it.
Which they now could have changed.
Yeah, and they also, you know, obviously lifted the suspension early, which is cool. But we talked about this about a month ago where I said, when I'm watching a game, it never once creeps into my mind that the game is fixed or that somebody's doing something. And to manipulate props or point spreads or anything like that. And I asked the question, am I naive? And the thing was, before betting was prevalent, people were telling me I was naive. So now that it is prevalent, I'm sure there's a great army of people that will tell me I'm naive. It still doesn't happen, but it's becoming almost clear that it should. Like this when the J-Mo story came out, and remember The Athletic did that anonymous poll of NFL players? And there were a whole bunch of them scrambling to cover their tracks, it sounded like, because they had violated similar rules to J-Mo. They just haven't been caught. Gator, I don't want this to ruin sports. Like, it was like when the steroid thing came and it was like, oh, nobody believed Jose Canseco when he said 40% of the league is on steroids. And then a few years later, we all believe 40% might have been low. You know? Is this the trickle, trickle, drip, 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 and then it's a fire hose of news like this?
I sure hope not. I mean, nobody wants to think that this is the sports, any kind of sport has been compromised because of this, but this was something we talked about from day one when it was proposed that we would legalize sports gambling outside of Las Vegas. So I'm not surprised that this has happened, but maybe I'm a little bit surprised that it hasn't happened more frequently. So I think it's a good thing. And maybe what this is telling us is that the safeguards they have in place are working, because we haven't seen these things pop up all the time. We saw this one pop up.
Yeah.
And there were red flags. You know, when somebody puts an $80,000 bet What?
On a little used player. Yeah.
Porter, you okay for tonight? How's the eye? I'm straight, coach. 2 minutes in the game. Ow! Mm-hmm. Got to come out, coach. It's acting up. It's all cloudy.
I mean, we're trying to predict what's going to happen next. And I don't think it's going to turn into a fire hose of gambling accusations and rule violations. Because I would imagine, but Kang made the point yesterday, and we've talked about it in the past, Ajaunte Porter, a fringe player who's going back and forth between the league and the G League, is the target. That's the guy that somebody would try and get information from.
Well, yeah,
Because the player making money is not going to do this.
Correct, because the risk is it's too big for starting players in the NBA to take. The risk is too big. That wouldn't make any sense.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unless they're real degenerates, no. It wouldn't make any sense. And of course, look, that can happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, would be the first time a professional athlete got in trouble with gambling.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Maybe the greatest ever flirted with it in Jordan. The gambling accusations his way, but they found that he didn't bet on NBA games.
But they said, yeah.
He was pretty notorious for being a Vegas guy.
He liked action. The man golfed all the time, and there was not a time he golfed without some kind of wager on the line. Anyone that tells a story that has golfed with Michael Jordan says the man would not stop betting.
That right? SNL skit still cracks me up.
It's like he just – so that's where the – I mean, I don't think a big-time player would do it, but there's the only way I think it would happen is if they were just addicted to the action. You know, they just couldn't help themselves because it's – their competitive nature, right? It's not even about the money because Jordan had money. It's like, I can't stop because it's
right.
fun.
I
it
need
gives
the,
me adrenaline
the rush.
Rush.
Of, yeah.
yeah, all
so,
that.
I mean, Barkley is notorious for his gambling outside of the game. Phil Mickelson,
yeah.
I mean, Phil might be the most notorious gambler of all time. When it
Boy,
comes
would that
to
be a pretty easy thing for a professional athlete to manipulate? A golfer? To manipulate their prop
yes,
bets?
But with him, that's not where the betting was. But all the golfers bet on themselves when it comes to games within the game, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you hear about that stuff all the time.
Yes, but they can bet against themselves.
I think Phil was involved in other stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.